Hello.
Well, I know you're busy working today. Are you in France?
Yeah.
Oh, well, bonjour.
Oh, thank you.
Mick, you're no stranger to big shows or sharing the stage with some of your peers, although you have very few of those. When did you first hear about Desert Trip?
It was like a couple of months ago, I think. And then I was talking about it and explaining about it. You know, at that point, it wasn't all pulled together and nobody was really named. But, you know, I said, well, if you get it together, call us back. And it did come together, so very pleased to be doing it.
Well, what were your initial thoughts when you heard about it? I mean, did you think it could come together or was it just kind of a pipe dream?
I thought it was Coachella for old people.
Have you ever been to the site before?
No, I have not. But lots of my friends have been and I've seen pictures of it and everything. And even though it gets, you know, warm in the day and cold at night, I think it's a good place.
Well, how do you feel about the whole weekend? Do you plan to hang around on Saturday and Sunday?
I haven't yet made my plans for the weekend. For me, my forward planning sounds quite a long way away. So
you have such great shows on Saturday and Sunday as well, with Paul McCartney and Neil Young and The Who and Roger Waters.
Yeah. Well, who knows? Maybe I'll just get my RV and stay there for a bit longer.
Have you ever camped out in a tent before?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay, because a lot of people are going to be in tents for this event.
Yeah, tents and, you know, there's other kinds of things you could, you know, can take your RV and stuff.
Well, what is, you know, your mindset going into a show like this? This is a co-headlining bill as opposed to a Stone show.
Yeah, most festivals are like that. You know, that's the sort of name of the game. You know, whenever you do a festival, you always have big name acts on the same night as you.
Mm-hmm.
And the day after and the day after that and so on. So, I mean, I don't really think about that too much at the beginning. I'm just thinking about, okay, so how's the stage going to be configured? You know, how are you going to best play? What special songs could you possibly think of doing and so on, which I haven't come to any of that yet. But you don't really worry about, you've got to worry about yourself. You don't really worry about anyone else.
Well, the Stones and Paul McCartney, Roger Waters, you guys are all known for putting on big productions.
Yeah.
Do you ever get a chance to see any of their shows?
I have plenty of chances, but I must say I haven't seen Paul's show lately. I mean, I've seen The Wall. I've seen Paul's show on, like, you know, YouTube and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they all have good productions. The thing about a festival is that, you know, you're not bringing your own stage, or you can only bring certain elements of it, because in a festival, like we did Glastonbury, for instance, or Hyde Park, there's a stage that's up there for the weekend. So, you know, you have to fit yourself into them. You can't, you know, put really your own stage, much of your own stage onto it. So you have to work with what you've got a lot of times.
Well, Mick, what's the atmosphere like backstage at a show like that, in one of those festival sort of arrangements?
Absolutely chaotic.
Well, is there a homecoming element, a reunion element?
I don't see that on the Friday night. This is going to be us and Bob Dylan. So, yeah, there'll be masses of musicians, and I think masses of guests of all the musicians. And, you know, it's kind of like fun time for everyone.
Well, you've done shows with Bob Dylan before, haven't you?
Yep. I done duets with him in one festival in France we did with him. And then we did he opened for us in Buenos Aires, and we did a duet in our set.
And by the way, you mentioned an RV before. Do you own one?
Yes.
Okay. So you do have experience.
So does Bob Dylan.
Well, it certainly does sound like it's going to be very, very exciting indeed. I know people from...
Yeah, I think it's going to be great, and I'm really looking forward to doing it.
I know people from all over the United States and around the world are looking forward to heading to the desert, taking their desert trip come October.
Yeah. Well, very nice to talk to you.
Well, thank you very much, Mick. And we expect to hear from Keith in just a few minutes here on Q104.3. This is a great morning, you know, celebrating Desert Trip. Remember, deserttrip.com, and the Desert Trip dates, October 7th, 8th, and 9th. That's a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday in Indio, California at the Empire Polo Club. Remember, Friday night, Bob Dylan, then the Rolling Stones. Saturday night, Neil Young, and then Paul McCartney. And then Sunday night, it's The Who and Roger Waters.